This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiratan mamma ba'd. I want to welcome you all to our first session of this summer 2023. Alhamdulillah, we always try to keep summer alive and keep it fun and also active for our community. So we're kicking off this session, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, with our fun summer and of course food as well too, binallah azza wa jal. Every week, inshallah, every Friday, at least for the next maybe five Fridays, we have two interruptions for the Eid as well though. We're going to have a speaker, inshallah, that we bring to the community to talk to us for a few minutes about one of the aspects of our family life, especially in the summer, inshallah, azza wa jal. And then we socialize outside, bi'nillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. So tonight we have ice cream for you. So don't leave before you enjoy your time, inshallah, azza wa jal. So what is my talk for you here? Since this is the beginning of the summer, I wanted to discuss with you the concept of having fun in the summer, but at the same time keeping it halal. We need to have fun and keeping it halal. Why is this so important? Because as Muslims, we don't believe that there is any break from learning, from worshiping, from living a life dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way that our time has been divided, unfortunately for families, it usually revolves around the kids' schedules. And it's always around school times. So as long as the kids are in school, we feel trapped. You can't travel, you cannot do this, you cannot go Umrah, you cannot do this ibadah. There is many limitations when school is going on. Once school is off, Bismillah, doors of heaven open for us, hopefully. But as a Muslim, I don't want to live that way. Because the summer for me, it doesn't mean it's a break from studying my deen or doing my hifd or my Quran or my ibadah. No. There should be no limitation for that. But at the same time, I don't want to live all my life, all my year, so serious and, you know, studying and learning and doing all these kind of things. So how can I create that balance by which I can still, alhamdulillah, continue to learn and grow, but at the same time, take some break in my time. And that's what we need to talk about, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed us in this world, He made the purpose of this life very clear. What did He say? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That I did not create jinn and mankind but to worship me. And that purpose is not limited by time, by geography, by age, by generation, by any of these things. At all time, we requested to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the worship of Allah azza wa jal, is not limited by devotional acts only. So worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just through salah and siyam and giving charity. Even living your life completely should be for Allah azza wa jal. He says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Say to them, Ya Muhammad, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي My salah and my acts of sacrifice, my life and my death, I always dedicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I need to live a life that is worthy to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to my moment of death, I need to make sure that moment is also worthy to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from me. So therefore, even when summer comes, we still need to keep in our mind that, look, I mean, we still gonna need to be dedicated to Allah azza wa jal. How can I enjoy my time and make sure I still benefit from it, inshallah ta'ala. Let's talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, he was the most serious man you've ever met in your life. How come? I mean, he's been commissioned by the Creator himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to deliver the message of Allah to the world. You can't have a serious mission more than this. So he was the most serious sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he dedicated time for ibadah and salah. At night, he would fast as well too during the day. So he's always dedicated in ibadah, devotional ibadah. Even to the extent that some of the Sahaba, like Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, why do you keep doing this? Why do you keep doing this to yourself when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already forgiven your sins? He says, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا? Shouldn't I prove that I'm worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, so I would like to be a grateful person? So even in our times of break, we need to still be count as grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, they had some fun at the time of the Prophet salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. Let's see what type of fun that we have seen at the creational time they spent at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, certain exercises, like what? They would enjoy wrestling. And even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was participating in that. A man by the name, I think his name was Abu Rukana. And he was known to be one of the greatest wrestlers in Medina. Like, he is that tough guy. No one can beat Abu Rukana. So this man, he came to Medina, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was kind of like tried to bet with everybody. Like, if you win, if you can beat me in wrestling, if you can pin me down to the ground, you get this many goats. So everybody in Medina would lose. So they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "I'll do that." And then he wrestled with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately pinned him down to the ground, and the Prophet was on top of his chest. He was stunned by that. Can you imagine? SubhanAllah, I wish I was there to see how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he flipped this man over all the way and he flew in the air and put him down on the ground. Would have been a fun sight. And the Sahaba would probably be cheering loud for the fun of seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam winning against this man. So the man, he was stunned by that. He goes, Qala aqilni, which means, you know what? I wasn't ready. Can we try again? Can we try that again? And the Prophet said, sure, we'll try that again. And immediately, the moment they held hands, he found himself flying in the air, on the ground, and the Prophet again on top of his chest. And that's when he realized, you know what, no one ever in the Arabian Peninsula went wrestling against me. Your power is not from this world. And that's what made this man to become Muslim, subhanAllah. But you can imagine the entertainment the Sahaba they had in that moment. The fun time they had as they were watching the Prophet wrestling and other people wrestling against this man. That's halal fun, ya jama'ah. Another thing, horses, racing horses. They used to do race as well too. And they used to, there's a place in the Medina at the time, an area closer to Banu Zurayq. They had a masjid in their area called Masjid Banu Zurayq. Like a significant distance where they would go and race horses. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would even assign a prize for people who win. Now you can imagine the community all gathered, and back then it was still a tribal system. So what does that mean? Every tribe will bring what? Their best horse and their best riders. And they would like to race. And subhanAllah, you can imagine the excitement in the entire community. Men, women, children all get together to watch this and enjoy that. When it comes to also some exercise, the Prophet ﷺ used to have fun with the people, archery. One time the Prophet ﷺ, he came by a group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, different tribes, and they were competing in archery. They're shooting at targets. And the Prophet ﷺ says, Irmu bani Ismail, keep doing it. Throw more of this. Do that, and I will be with you. So the other Sahaba, they said, "Qalu ya Rasulullah, if you're going to be with them on their side, we can't compete against you." And the Prophet said, "Okay, fine. I will be with all of you. Just keep going. Bismillah." And they were having fun and exercising at the same time. How about children? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even he was considered of children's time and of course their hearts. So he would also make competitions for the children among themselves as well too. Like even race. Like Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu arda, and also from Al-Hasan al-Husayn, they reported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to bring the kids and he asked him to go and race. So he would go a distance and then they come running back and he was the finish line. The Prophet himself, his hands, his arms were the finish line. So they said that when they used to come back, they come back running and they jump the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until he falls on his back and they would be giggling and laughing at that. Imagine the fun time these kids are having in the community, their parents, the adults, enjoying the sight of the Prophet ﷺ playing with these kids. So all these things that you've seen, entertainment, and it's physical entertainment, all of this. What does that exactly mean? In our religion, our deen, even our recreational activities supposed to be meaningful. they're supposed to be meaningful. If they're not meaningful, they become questionable. They become questionable. Like entertainment for the sake of absolute entertainment, it's considered lahu and laghu. It's just like an empty lahu, empty game, and laghu distractions. That benefits you nothing in the dunya or in the akhirah. But as long as the entertainment or recreational time that you do is bring benefit, whether it's physical benefit such as the exercise that we've done, then we're good. Now let's see other example. Okay, so can there be any kind of, you know, lahu just for the sake of entertainment without having to have any specific intellectual, you know, or physical exercise? The answer is yes. Like what? During Eid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, he allowed the Abyssinians to have their festivity in the masjid. Imagine in the masjid over here, having the Abyssinians or the people that come over here, and they have their war exercise. They're basically kind of like playing with the swords and the spears and beating on their shields. Imagine the noise and the sound that comes out from this. In the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, people, when they see kids running around or playing soccer, for example, in the masjid, Allah al-Musta'an, like this committed kufr. It's still, in a reasonable way, it was allowed at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the majority of the people doing in that kind of festivity? They were watching. They did not participate physically. So you don't have to run. You don't have to ride your horse. You don't have to wrestle yourself. But just being there and watching is also halal. It's a halal entertainment that they're watching and they're enjoying that time. Another entertainment that happened at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, which was also in Eid, the young little girls, they were actually singing and they were playing with the duf. Some like an instrument, a specific instrument was called duf, which is basically is allowed, you know, for the younger ladies to do it during celebrations and festivities. And they were making this, they were singing these songs. It was during Eid day, and the Prophet ﷺ was in his house, and he was kind of like resting on his side, facing the wall, and the girls over on the other side, these little girls. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq comes in, and he was appalled by that sight. He thought that was offensive. He says, what is this going on here in the house of the Prophet ﷺ? So the Messenger of Allah, he says, Ya Abu Bakr, leave them. Leave them. It's Eid day. Which means, okay, that's fine, that's fine. We can enjoy that. We can have that fun. Alhamdulillah. But again, these innocent little girls singing for everybody. Imagine little kids making songs, activities like these, or choir of little ones. They do that, and people listen and enjoy that. It's also permissible to do that. What about other fun activities that we can do? What about intellectual activities, intellectual recreation? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda was Habrul Quran, Turjuman al Quran, Habrul Ummah wa Turjuman al Quran. He was the great master of our religion and also the interpreter of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would sit down in the masjid teaching people the Quran and also hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then every now and then he would pause and he would stop and he would ask the people in the masjid, he goes, anyone knows some nice poetry over here? Does anyone know poetry? Can sing us, you know, can read or recite or at least, you know, read for us some of that beautiful poetry. Some of these students who came all the way from countries beyond, you know, the Arabian Peninsula, they came to Medina to learn hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will tell Ibn Abbas, قالوا يا أبا الفضل, we didn't come for this. We didn't leave our home, we didn't leave our families, we didn't take that journey all the way to Medina to listen to poetry. We came here for hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, no. He goes, listen, إِنَّ لِهَذِهِ النُّفُوسِ حَمْضًا. These nafs, the nafs, your nafs, your heart, means your energy level. He goes, has hamda. What does that mean? It becomes sour every now and then. If it becomes sour, he says, we need to rejuvenate ourselves, our spirits, our hearts, our energy, بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ, some beautiful words of wisdom. It's okay every now and then. It's okay every now and then. So yeah, intellectual entertainment. Like what? Reading stories, reading novels that are beautiful. Although unfortunately today's novels and stories, even for the youth and the kids, are unfortunately horrible. All come with ideological agenda. And by the way, just for those parents who have assignment for their children to read in the summer, you know, Texas Board of Education, unfortunately, assigns the Blue Bonnet list of readings, have many, many, many books for the youth and for the children. Be careful. Be careful. A lot of these books are actually has agendas and have very subtle mention here and there to LGBTQ actually agendas and so on, in a very, very, very subtle way. Like a whole novel is a story. And then somewhere in the middle they say, so she spoke to her mothers. As simple a statement like this, mentioned in the story. You don't pay attention to it. It's like, whoa, where this is coming from? It's an agenda, unfortunately. But still, we are required. As a matter of fact, actually, my daughter, she reviews all these books and she puts them on her Instagram page if anyone interested to know about these books anyway. So the idea is that we need to also grow intellectually and entertain ourselves intellectually with some beautiful poetry, some beautiful stories and novels. And it's okay. It's okay. You can do that. Okay, what about just sitting there with no particular serious agenda? We want to just talk about, you know, chit-chat. People that just chit-chat. Is that even allowed to do that? Talking without having any specific, you know, serious subject? Absolutely. Absolutely. You can do that. And it happened also at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba, they used to say after Salah, they will sit down with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, and they will be reminiscing the days of Jahiliyyah, not in a positive, but of course, you know, remembering them in a joyful way. Rather, they look back at these days and they laugh at them. They laugh at their ignorance of times of Jahiliyyah. They would say, we would be talking around and start talking about how foolish we were when we used to worship these idols. Even Umar radiallahu anhu, he said this one time. He said that sometimes when people don't have they don't have any idol with them on the journey, what do? They pick a stone. Actually, they pick four stones. They choose three to become al-athafi, which means the base for their cooking pot. And the fourth one, the cleanest maybe or the most fanciest one for them, they use this as God to worship. And when they're done, they throw it away. So they would laugh at that kind of story. Because remember we used to do that? That was so funny back then. Another example, he says, if someone didn't even have stones or rocks, what did they used to do? He goes, we used to bring dates, and they make an idol out of it. Like they put the dates together, they make a figurine out of it. He goes, and they start worshiping that. And when they go hungry, what do? They eat it. And they start laughing at that. So just sitting down and chit-chat and mention these fun stories about, you know, what they've done in the past and so on, is that permissible? Absolutely. It's halal fun. There's nothing wrong with that. Even around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to say, when we mention these stories, we would laugh, they said. And we look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would be just smiling. It's like he's amused by these stories as well too. So he's sitting there not scolding them or saying, you guys are wasting my time. I'm going to go and just read Quran. It's okay, but this is time just to have a recreation time with your friends as well too. It's okay to socialize. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they even kanu yatabadahuna biqishr al-battikh. What does that mean? They, no, the core of the watermelon, it's the season for it right now. The core of the watermelon, they used to throw it at each other. Now, I'm not sure if they were actually smacking each other with it, but I know they used to throw it at each other for fun. How they did that? Allahu alam. But they would even have like pranks, these kind of pranks just to laugh and have some moment of joyful moment with each other together as a community. So as we can see from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as serious as we know they were, they still radiallahu anhum have time to enjoy and have fun. Have fun together as a community and also as individuals and even with their children radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum. Summer is starting, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and there are so many things you could do with your children. Make sure that whatever you try to do with them, make it meaningful and has value, adds value. Whether it's a spiritual value, a physical value, intellectual value, social value, don't just present fun for the absolute sake of fun. Because sooner or later, it's going to become boring for them. It's going to become boring for them. Because it just doesn't add any value to them anymore. Diversify that entertainment for your children and for your families, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. I know a lot of parents. A lot of parents, they would like to. They like to travel. And travel, obviously, is one of those fun activities we do. It's of course, of the most expensive fun activities that we do, obviously. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah ta'ala, قال, تغرب عن الأوطان في طلب العلا وسافر ففي الأسفار خمس فوائد. وسافر ففي الأسفار خمس فوائد. He goes, تغرب عن الأوطان. If you would like to seek glory and if you'd like to seek, you know, status, then you're going to have to try. You're going to have to travel. Have to go somewhere else. Experience life somewhere else. وسافر. He said, travel. ففي الأسفار خمس فوائد. There are five benefits. Five benefits when you travel. What are these benefits? قال تفريج هم واكتساب معيشة وعلم وآداب وصحبة ماجد. تفريج هم. What does that mean? Being at work all the time and family life all the time, it just in the same place for a very long time, it just becomes so heavy. So when you travel away from home, whether it's 2 hours drive, 5 hours drive, or even going, you know, in a plane trip, whatever, just going somewhere, it gives you a break. تفريج هم, it would alleviate some of that, actually that, some of the concerns, some of the hum, some of the heaviness that you have in your life. Seeing something new, seeing a beautiful sight, or even subhanAllah, creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, it makes you feel better. So when you come back, you're energized. وَاكْتِسَابُ مَعِيشَةٍ. Sometimes you go there, you meet people, you network, you make money. Suddenly you become rich, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. It happens. You travel, you meet people on that journey, subhanAllah, you start becoming partners, you make business and so on. قَالْ وَعِلْمُ. Sometimes you learn. You go there, you see somebody, you learn from them. You know a new things about this country or this area or this region. So there's something that you learn. Wa adab, etiquettes. The companionship of people that subhanAllah, they become part of your life forever. We've seen that with our communities when we go for Umrah together, subhanAllah, this year when we went in the spring. A beautiful companionship. So you start having that etiquettes. You learn from other people how to behave in certain gatherings and so on. قال وصحبت ماجدي. And then you have the companionship of some people that will always cherish in your life. So if you would like to plan a trip with your family, go ahead. But also make it meaningful. Don't just travel for the sake of just traveling. Make it meaningful. Don't make it, by the way, don't try to make it meaningful for your children to the extent it becomes boring for them. Like they have to take notes and answer questions and, you know, treasure hunt on that journey. Come on, man. Just enjoy. Enjoy that time with your family. Have fun with it, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is all right for you to do that. So as we see, alhamdulillah, summer is time for fun, but we can still make it halal. We don't have to do something haram to enjoy it. We don't have to go to a concert to enjoy it. We don't have to do this to enjoy it. There are so many things you could do from home, from your town, or out of town, or even traveling, to enjoy that summer, inshallah ta'ala, and also keeping it halal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to worship Him day and night, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who make their life meaningful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to see that which is right and do it for ourselves and our children, and that which is wrong and stay away from it, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our life and our practice halal, sincere to Him and only to Him, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep the haram away from us and keep us and our families away from the haram, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our children from the evil of this time, ya Rabbil Alameen. The way we all gather in this place, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walhamdulillah rabbil alamin, wa sallallahu wasallam baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. Jazakumullah khair. Enjoy the rest of your evening, ya jamaa. Outside, so we have some social time inshallah. We have another 55 minutes until iqama of salat al-isha. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.